KJAN Sports.
And at 7:18, it is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson. Our sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, in sports, high school baseball action on Friday, it was Red Oak over Atlantic 4-3, Cam Downing West Harrison 4-3, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln was a 5-4 winner over Pleasant Valley, Martinsdale St. Mary's was a 6-1 winner over Lenox. Also, Murray beat Seymour 6-5 in high school baseball. Stanton was a 9-1 winner over Essex South Page. And in four innings, Trainer took care of Riverside 21-1. In high school softball action, it was Muscatine over Atlantic 14-1 and Central Springs defeating Atlantic Trojans 9-2. Other scores include ADM over Benton 15-3, ADM Downing Solon 2-0. Bedford was a 4-3 winner over East Union in softball. Exira EHK down to Coon Rapids Bayard 7-2. Oldebolt Arthur BCIG was a 10-0 winner over Lawton Bronson. Twin Cedars an 11-0 winner over Orient Maxburg. West Harrison beat Cam 13-6, and it was winner set over Bishop Helam in softball 8-2. Atlantic assistant wrestling coach Tucker Weber is set to become the new head wrestling coach at Glenwood. The Glenwood School Board just needs to approve the new hire at their next meeting. Weber was a four-time state medalist at Clear Lake, graduating in 2009. He went on to wrestle at Wartburg and then completed his education at the University of Northern Iowa. He spent time with Dyke New Hartford and the Atlantic School Districts, and he's been on Atlantic's and Cam's wrestling staff since 2016. Weber will take over for Brad Ash in Glenwood. Ash recently resigned to pursue another career. He'll be teaching middle school physical education in Glenwood. A homeless man charged in the killing of a former Iowa State University golfer has pleaded guilty to first-degree murder. The Des Moines Register reports 22-year-old Colin Richards entered a plea during a hearing on Friday. He faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison when he's sentenced August 23rd. Richards had previously pleaded not guilty to the charge and was set to stand trial in September. Police say Richards fatally stabbed 22-year-old Celia Barkeen Arozamena last September while she was playing a round of golf at a public course in Ames near the university campus and leaving her body in a pond on the course. Investigators say Richards had been staying in a small homeless encampment in the woods near the golf course. Barkeen Arozamena was a top golfer in Spain as a teenager, and she came to Iowa State to pursue her career. Gary Woodland is the new leader of the U.S. Open Golf at Pebble Beach. The Kansas native jumped ahead of Justin Rose with a 6-65 that leaves him 9-under for the tournament. Woodland pulled ahead with four birdies on 14 and 15 before closing with a birdie to move two shots ahead of Rose. Woodland broke the record for best 36-hole score in an Open at Pebble Beach, topping the mark set by Tiger Woods in 2000 before Rose tied it on Friday. Rose followed Thursday 6-65 with a 70 for a 7-under total. Luis Wastayan was -6 after following 1-under 70. He's one ahead of Rory McIlroy and Aaron Weiss. Woods shot a 1-over 72 to fall to even par. Five people were injured when a golf cart parked near the 16th hole at Pebble Beach propelled itself into the spectators. One of the several boxes being loaded onto the cart fell onto the accelerator, causing the vehicle to move toward the spectators. It struck four spectators and the vendor before it was brought under control. In Major League Baseball, the red-hot Atlanta Braves have padded their lead in the National League East by winning a matchup against the second-place Phillies. Brad McCann capped a three-run ninth inning with a two-run homer off of Hector Neris to give the Braves a 9-8 thriller over the Phils. McCann and Josh Donaldson each hit a solo shot in Atlanta's ninth consecutive win. Bryce Harper and Rice Hoskins each hit a two-run homer for the Phillies, who fell 2.5 games behind the Braves. Paul DeJong singled home the tie-breaking run in the 10th inning to give the St. Louis Cardinals a 5-4 win over the Mets. In the completion of Thursday's suspended game in New York on Friday, the Redbirds trailed 4-2 in the ninth on Thursday before Colton Wong hit an RBI single and scored on Harrison Bader's double. That game on Thursday had been suspended moments later. Carlos Martinez and Jordan Hicks each threw an inning of perfect relief to close out the victory. The Cards also won their scheduled Friday game by homering twice in a four-run eighth to beat the Mets 9-5. Dexter Fowler hit a go-ahead three-run homer moments before DeJong's tying shot. Jose Martinez gives St. Louis a 4-1 lead with a three-run pitch-hit homer in the fifth inning off of Steven Matz, but Matz sparked a wasted New York comeback by homering in the bottom half of the inning. Rich Hill pitched seven innings, a three-hit ball, and singled in the go-ahead run in the fourth to help the Dodgers top the Cubs 5-3. The NL West leaders rebounded from early deficit for the second straight game as Matt Beatty hit a two-run homer and Justin Turner added a solo shot. Beatty's blast was the first of his career. The Brewers still pace the Cubs by one game in the NL Central after Pablo Sandoval and Kevin Pillar each had three hits, including a home run, in the Giants' 5-3 victory over Milwaukee. The Giants picked up a seventh victory in their last 11 games. The Twins picked up a 2-0 win over the Royals on Mitch Garver's two-run homer in the eighth. Kyle Gibson gave up two hits in eight innings to move to 7-3. Minnesota keeps its 11-game lead in the AL Central with 16 victories in 22 games. Hunter Renfro's third home run of the night was part of a five-run 12th inning as the Padres outslugged the Rockies 16-12. Max Scherzer struck out 10 while limiting the Diamondbacks to two runs and three hits over seven innings in the Nationals' 77-3 victory over the D-backs. The Pirates' seven-game skid is over after Steven Brault scattered eight hits over six innings of an 11-0 thrashing of the Marlins. The Astros blew out the Diamondbacks 15-2. Lucas Giolito notched his ninth straight win, and Eloy Jimenez belted a pair of three-run homers as the White Sox clobbered the Yankees 10-2. The Rays moved a half a game ahead of the Yanks in the AL East by turning a 4-0 deficit into a 9-4 victory against the Angels. Jake Bowers hit for the cycle, including a single and a triple, while the Indians erupted for eight runs in the fourth inning of their 13-4 pounding of the Tigers. J.D. Martinez provided two of Boston's season-high six home runs and a 13-2 throttling of the Orioles. Omar Narváez crushed a two-run homer, and J.P. Crawford drove in three runs after coming off the injured list to highlight the Mariners' 9-2 thumping of the Athletics. Rougned Odor launched his fourth career Grand Slam in the Rangers' 7-1 rout of the Reds. In Major League Baseball news, New York Yankee slugger Aaron Judge is set to join Giancarlo Stanton on a rehab assignment with AAA Scranton Wilkes-Barre. The Yankees announced Judge would begin his assignment Friday night. They also transferred Stanton's rehab from Class A Tampa to Scranton. Judge has been sidelined since April 20th because of a strained left oblique, and Stanton has not played for the Yankees since March 31st because of biceps, shoulder, and calf injuries. Oakland Athletics outfielder Stephen Biscotti will be out until at least next week after he had a melanoma removed from his right ear. The 28-year-old Biscotti had surgery Thursday after the melanoma on the outer lobe of his ear was discovered during a routine spot check on May 28th. Cleveland ace Corey Kluber has been cleared to work on strength building after having his broken arm evaluated. Indians manager Terry Francona said the report on Kluber was good and he'll be reevaluated in a couple of weeks. Francona also said right-hander Cody Anderson had surgery to repair a tendon in his right elbow. Red Sox reliever Heath Hembree has been placed on the 10-day injured list with a strained right elbow. Hembree is 1-0 with a 2.51 ERA and one save in 31 appearances. Boston recalled rookie left-hander Josh Tyler to fill the void in the bullpen. And finally, in baseball news, Mariners pitcher Felix Hernandez pulled himself out of the first minor league rehab start because of fatigue. Hernandez exited Friday after throwing 31 pitches for AAA Tacoma. Sports was brought to you this morning on KJAN by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.